Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the October 27th meeting of the Chatham County Zoning Board of Appeals. I am Robert Vineyard. I am acting chairman today in the absence of our chairman, Quentin Martin. I would ask the clerk to call the roll to make sure we have quorum. If you want, unless you want me to. Okay, I'll call the roll. Mr. Martin? Mr. Corsi? Mrs. Hitch? Mrs. Ross? Mrs. Stone?
Present.
I thought she was here.
Present. Can you hear me? Hello?
Here.
Can you hear me?
The first item is to approve the minutes. Do I hear a motion that we approve the minutes of the last meeting, which is September 22nd, 2020? It's been moved by Ross. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Notrica. Any other comments? All those in favor, Mr. Notrica?
No, really, yeah. And they want to see the
Vineyard, aye. Mrs. Hitch? Mrs. Stone?
Hello?
Voting on the minutes. We need an aye or a nay.
Aye.
Okay, thank you. Any other business before we get to the regular agenda?
Mr. Chairman, if I could just make one statement to the audience, please.
Yes, sir.
Just for all those who are on the call, if you are on your computer or on your phone, if you could please mute your audio until you're called upon. We're getting some feedback in the room from, we believe, a phone call. So please mute your audio until you're called upon for the agenda item that you're here for today.
Okay, the first item of business appears to be a petition for a variance at 5 Shipwatch Road. Marcus?
Yes, sir.
If you could tell us about that, please.
This item is a request for a variance. As you mentioned, the property is located at 5 Shipwatch Road. The petitioner is requesting an 8-foot, 8-inch marsh buffer variance from the 35-foot requirement. Their intention is to construct a new 192-square-foot screened porch on an existing single-family residence. 5 Shipwatch Road is located here, as you can see on this map, at the Marshes subdivision. It's in a planned unit development. That's the zoning district. The property is near the intersection of U.S. Highway 80 and Johnny Mercer Boulevard. The subdivision was created prior to the establishment of the current marsh buffer standards, and all the marshside residences within this subdivision encroach into the 35-foot marsh buffer setback. The property in question is developed with a one-story residential townhome. It includes an attached uncovered deck. The petitioner's intent is to install a new 12-by-16 screened room over the existing deck. The proposed room, because it would be enclosed, constitutes an encroachment. The currently enclosed portion of the structure, the home, is approximately 30 feet from the retaining wall that's adjacent to the marsh. The purpose of the variance request is to allow the existing uncovered deck to be converted into an addition, as previously described. And as I mentioned, many of the residences at the marshes would not be permitted to be located where they currently are. This is a image of the deck of the home as it relates to the edge of the marsh here. The purpose of the marsh buffer setback is in part to protect coastal marshes from the negative effects associated with stormwater runoff created by impervious surfaces. The existing uncovered patio is a wood deck built above grade and not an impervious surface. The proposed improvement would create an additional impervious area, as a screen room does include a solid roof. I did want to also share with you this is an example. That the petitioner provided of a similar structure at a neighboring property. And this shows the location of the proposed screen room relative to the existing deck and home. And this elevation, this is a proposed front elevation of the structure. In review of the criteria for granting a variance, staff found that each of the properties at Abush Marsh in this community is in a similar state in terms of distance from the marsh line. They're not exact, but they're similar. This is a non-conforming condition. However, in staff's opinion, it does not justify the proposed variance. We don't believe that there is any hardship created by the application of the standards, and there are no conditions that are particular to this piece of property. The intent of the marsh buffer standard is to protect the marsh from the impacts of development in close proximity to wetlands, and the proposed addition is not in keeping with the intent. I will add that this body over the last many years have seen a number of requests similar to this in this neighborhood for these types of enclosures. They've been treated on a case-by-case basis as it relates to the potential impacts on the marsh. And staff found that there was not justification in this case relative to the standards that we apply for variances to recommend approval. So we are recommending denial of the marsh buffer setback variance requests. And I'll be happy to take any questions, Mr. Vineyard.
Are there any questions for Mr. Lawson?
I just have one as it relates. Well, actually, maybe this is a question for the petitioner. Inspecting the property, I saw, and looking at these pictures, I saw there's a structure on the deck now. Looks like a small storage shed or something. Is that going to be incorporated into the porch, the screened-in enclosure? Is it going to be taken down?
I do believe we have Mr. Cole, the petitioner, on the line. That's probably a question for him. There is a... You're talking about this small building here?
Yes, good morning. That will remain. The roof line will come down and join right into...
Mr. Cole, you need to be sworn before. Let us get through with Mr. Lawson, and then we'll... I'll swear you in, and you can say whatever you need to say. Okay. Are there any other questions for Mr. Lawson? Okay. If not, we have Mr. Cole here to for the variance. Mr. Cole, I can't see you to swear you in, but do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay. Now, please tell us about why you desire this variance.
Yeah, so good morning, everyone. We are looking to enclose part of this existing deck. That shed structure will remain. The roof line will kind of tie in fairly seamlessly. That's why it's kind of hard to see in the picture, because it will be hidden by part of the screening from the front views. This would be the fourth marsh variance that we have proposed, and all others have been approved so far. This one actually is the farthest from the marsh that we've done. The only issues we've had in previous approvals was anytime we had to disturb the dirt. There was one, the picture that I showed was at 44 or 45 Shipwatch, where we actually had to build the foundation. And that was the only issue in disturbing the land. This one will not, there will be no land disturbed in the process of the building.
Is that it, Mr. Cole?
Yes, unless anybody has any other further questions.
Yes, are there any questions for Mr. Cole from any of the board members? Okay. There are no questions. Is there anyone online who is here opposed to the variance?
If anyone's online that would like to speak to this, please use the raise your hand feature. And Mr. Chairman, while we wait for them to do that, I should have said for the record that we did not receive any emails or letters either in support or opposition of this particular petition.
Okay, thank you very much.
No hands are raised.
No hands are raised. So hearing none, what is the board's pleasure? Are there any motions?
Keeping in mind the staff recommendations for additional steps to be taken by the petitioner and her contractor, I would move that we accept the petitioner's request for the variance.
Ms. Roth, does that include the conditions in the staff report?
Yes, that's what I was referring to.
Is Mr. Cole, are they, do they know what those conditions are?
I have not seen those yet.
I can put them in the record, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, they will be put in the record.
The staff recommendation was for denial, but there is a note that should the board approve a variance request, the following conditions should be applied. One, the property owner shall install landscaping along the rear property line in accordance with the recommendations of the Chatham County Environmental Program Coordinator. And two, the property owner shall obtain a state waters buffer determination prior to the issuance of a building permit. And I believe we have Jeff Kirkland, the coordinator, on the line, if you'd like to have any comments from him, if he has any.
Okay. Mr. Cole, do you understand those conditions? Is that agreeable?
Well, my understanding, I mean, like I said, this would be our fourth one of this process, and it's my understanding, with no earth being disturbed, that the state buffer requirement would not be required.
Well, if it's not a problem, it's not a problem, but that is the motion on the floor as it is. Okay, is there any other discussion? Hearing none.
We have somebody. Oh, I'm sorry, we don't have anybody.
Okay, hearing none. All those in, I'll just call the roll. Mr. Nishrika? Aye. Mrs. Ross?
Aye.
Ms. Hitch?
Aye.
Mrs. Stone?
Aye.
Mr. Vineyard? Aye. Okay, the motion is passed. The variance is granted.
Thank you, everyone.
Okay. Moving on to the next item, which is 14 Shipwatch Road. Mr. Lawson.
Yes, sir. And this is a similar circumstance within the same neighborhood. In this case, however, the petitioner is requesting a 13.5-foot marsh buffer variance from the 35-foot requirement to construct a screen porch on the residence. And the petitioner is also Mr. Cole. In this case, this is a map showing the location of number 14 Shipwatch Road in the Marshes subdivision. Again, it's a one-story residential townhome, and the petitioner plans to install a 14-by-13 screened room over the existing porch. This is an image showing the existing porch located here. It's a photograph showing the existing porch. And this photograph, you can see the relationship to the wall adjacent to the marsh in this location. the proposed, this is an elevation of the proposed room. And I won't go into as much detail in this case. As I mentioned, this is a similar circumstance. This property is slightly closer to the marsh line than the previous property. Previous property requested an 8-foot roughly variance. This is a 13.5-foot variance. Staff has the same recommendation as the previous petition with the same conditions recommended should the board move to approve.
Okay. Are there any questions for Mr. Lawson? Hearing none, is there anyone here to speak for the variance?
Yeah, yes, I'm here again on this one. It's Mr. Cole.
Mr. Cole, you're already sworn in, so just tell us a little about this, please.
Yeah, it's identical to what we just talked about, just slightly smaller and a little bit further down the road. again, this is slightly closer to the marsh, but actually this side of these condo units are quite a bit further away from the marsh than the one that we have previously done on the other side of the complex. Again, it's just a repeat of the same one we just looked at.
Are there any questions from the board for Mr. Cole?
I have just one quick question, and this may be the angle of the photograph, but are you gonna tear off that porch and put up new footings and foundation? I'm not foundation necessarily, but flooring. Looks like you got some sagging going on there.
Yeah, I think it's just the angle, and all the bench is sagging. But that I have inspected that deck. It's a quite solid deck. It's been approved upon at one point since these condos have been built, certainly. And we will certainly do another further inspection as we're building, and bring anything up to standards it needs to be.
Okie doke, because that might involve moving a little dirt.
Yeah, it looks, everything in this, as far as the footer wise, looks to be quite sound. I don't see that becoming an issue. The one we did at number 6 was a very similar type deck. And we were able to just do a minor structural to the beams of it, nothing to the footers.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions for Mr. Cole? Hearing none, is there anyone to speak in opposition to granting the variance? Anyone online? Okay.
No, sir.
And then therefore,
Marcus, do you want to restate what the staff's conditions would?
Yeah, happy to do that. Yes, the staff recommendation for the variance was for denial, with a note that should the board approve the variance request, the following conditions be applied: the property owner shall install landscaping along the rear property line in accordance with the recommendation of the Chatham County Environmental Program Coordinator, and the property owner shall obtain a state waters buffer determination prior to the issuance of a building permit.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is there a motion from the board? It's been a motion made by Mrs. Hitch that we approve the variance, I assume, with the conditions, Ms. Hitch. Okay.
Second.
Is there a second for Mrs. Ross? Is there any other discussion? Okay, I'll call the roll. Mrs. Hitch?
Aye.
Mrs. Ross?
Aye.
Mr. Natricka?
Aye.
Mrs. Stone?
Aye.
Mr. Vineyard? Aye. Okay, moving on to number 3, or number 4, excuse me. 1021 Welch Street.
Mr. Chairman, the item before you at this time is a setback variance request for property at 1021 Welch Street. This is a bit interesting, not something exactly that has been before this board previously, but the subject property is located here. Welch Street is an unpaved right-of-way on the east side of Wall Tower Road on Wilmington Island, and there's a single-family residence on the property. The structure is a part of a Chatham County and FEMA mitigation program to raise flood-prone structures out of the floodplain. You're probably familiar with a lot of properties throughout Savannah and Chatham County that FEMA has bought over the years for because of the fact that they flooded continually. But apparently now there's also a program in which they will, in lieu of just buying a property, provide funds toward raising the property out of the floodplain. And this property and the next item on the agenda are part of that program. The scope of work includes raising the entire building in place in order to eliminate future flooding. The location of the structure relative to the setbacks will remain the same, but they're currently encroaching. So in order to have the property to be conforming once the work is complete, they're going through this process to request variances. And as you can imagine, this is certainly a flood prone situation, this property at this location. Wanted to share also this plan that will show you the relationship to the setbacks of the property. So the property is shown here. Welch Street is here. The marsh buffer here. And the setbacks are, or the setback requests are a 14-foot front yard setback variance from the 55-foot requirement, and that's as measured from the center line of Welch Street, and an 8-foot 4-inch side yard variance from the 10-foot requirement. As I mentioned, these encroachments are existing conditions, but because the house is technically being moved, although not left, right, up, and down, it's just being raised out of the floodplain. You can see the existing encroachments. This is the 55-foot setback line here, where the house currently is. And the only additions getting a little tighter here. You can see the porches here. And that's essentially the case here. And the second case is very similar, but we'll get into that one after we're concluded with 1021. The staff is recommending approval of the setback variances, both for the front yard and the side yard.
Are there any questions for Mr. Lotson? Is there anyone here to speak in favor of the variance?
This is Steve Stowers on the petition.
Sir, do you have anything you need to add to what Mr. Lawson has already said?
No, I would just clarify that the porches that are shown just replace the existing at-grade decks that are there, and they're necessary for us to egress out of the new elevated structure. We've also rearranged the porch on the back so that it stayed out of the salt marsh buffer. So we are trying to be as sensitive to the site as possible, but you know, based on the existing non-conforming lot, we do need some variances to make this happen.
Sir, I should have sworn you in, but I'm new at this, so I'll do that. You solemnly swear that the testimony you're going to give is the truth and the whole truth?
I do.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry. Is there anything else you want to add?
No, that's perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Is there anyone here? Did we receive any notification of anyone in opposition to this?
No, sir, we did not.
Is there anyone online who wishes to speak in opposition to the variance?
No hands are raised.
Okay. Hearing none, do we have a motion?
I just have one quick question. I'm not certain on exactly how high these structures are going to be elevated.
Maybe we could give that to Mr. Stowers. They'll still have to meet the maximum permitted height in the county, but Mr. Stowers might have more information on that. He's the architect on the project.
It's about 10 feet. I think this one is 11 feet.
Okay, that actually makes me really happy, because when I went out and looked at the property 2 days ago, I thought, oh dear.
Okay, are there any other questions? Hearing none, do we have a motion?
I move that we accept staff's recommendation for approval of the variance.
We have a motion made by Mrs. Ross. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Natricka. Is there any other discussion? We will now vote. Mrs. Ross?
Aye.
Mr. Natricka?
Aye.
Ms. Hatch? Hitch, excuse me.
Aye.
Mrs. Stone?
Aye.
Mr. Vineyard? Aye. The variance is granted. Moving on to 1019 Welch Street. Mr. Lotson?
Yes, sir. And as you would imagine, based on this property address, this is a similar circumstance. The petitioner, again, requesting relief relative to setbacks. And in this case, it's an 18-foot front yard setback variance and a 4-foot 5-inch side yard setback variance. This is what is proposed. You can see the existing one-story structure again would be elevated. The new elevated porch or deck rather would be here for access, and the new elevated porch here. And I'll show you just for contrast, the existing condition. Or the existing at-grade porch and deck, and the proposed changes. Staff is recommending approval of the front yard setback variance and the side yard setback variance. This property, for the record, is under the same program with Chatham County and FEMA to raise the property out of the floodplain.
Are there any questions from the board for Mr. Lotson?
Marcus, can you show us any side elevations of the proposed renovation?
I don't believe we've got those from Yeah, those were not provided, that elevation from the applicant.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. Do you have an aerial view of this?
Yes. So this is a map, and I'll show you. It's a heavily wooded site, so the aerial views are difficult to see. But the first property was on this lot, and this is 1019.
I noticed on the previous photo, not the aerial, but the one that shows the proposed building, there's an easement.
Here?
Yes.
Yeah, this is an access easement for adjacent properties.
And where does that go? It doesn't go to Welch.
I think it's off the map, actually. Okay. This way.
It's not important. A little confusing.
Are there any other questions for Mr. Lotson? Hearing none, is there anyone here to speak in favor of the variance? If you would just identify yourself and be sworn.
No hands are raised, Mr. Chair.
Hearing none, is there anyone here who is opposed to the granting of the variance? Did we receive any notifications?
We did not.
Okay. Is there anyone online?
No hands are raised.
Hearing none. Do we have a motion? Oh, well, I asked if there was anyone here to speak for. And there's no one here. Okay.
Mr. Stowers, do you wish to?
I don't think I have anything else to add to that, to the previous. It's the same story with the previous application.
Thank you.
Okay. If there's nothing else, is there a motion?
I move that we accept staff's recommendation for the proposed elevation of the structure.
Motion made by Mrs. Ross. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Natricka. Is there any discussion? If not, Mrs. Hitch?
Aye.
Mrs. Ross?
Aye.
Mr. Natricka?
Aye.
Mrs. Stone?
Aye.
Mr. Vineyard? Aye. Thank you. Moving on to 9 Huntingwood Retreat.
Is the address 8 Huntingwood or 9 Huntingwood?
Excuse me.
Okay.
My glasses are fogged up. This
is off.
Okay, Mr. Vineyard, this is a variance request for 8 Huntingwood Retreat. The petitioner is requesting a 10-foot, 6-inch variance from the 20-foot required side yard setback for the construction of a new master suite and garage. 8 Huntingwood Retreat, as you can see here, is a cul-de-sac lot along Huntingwood Retreat in the Landing subdivision. The property abuts a cart path and walking path common area that is owned by the Landings Association. And the proposed encroachment involves the construction of new garage and master suite on the north side of the property, as previously stated. I'll show you an aerial view of the property as well, so you can see the location of the existing house, garage, and pool as it relates to the property. The required side yard setback is 20 feet, and the petitioner's request is to extend the proposed garage and master suite a maximum of 10 foot 6 inches beyond the required setback line. The proposed construction would encroach the setbacks at 3 locations, and I'll show you the plan here. Is that large enough for you to see on your screens?
Yeah.
Okay, so you can see the 3 encroachments here, the most encroachment coming from this middle one, and that's the maximum of the 10 foot 6 inches beyond the required setback line. Per a letter dated July 18th, 2019, which is attached to the application, the Landings Architectural Review Committee has approved the proposed encroachment, although not related specifically to the requirements mandated by Chatham County Zoning Ordinance to obtain a building permit. That approval is required by the neighborhood covenants and guidelines. In review of the site and the proposed encroachment, it does not appear that any neighboring properties or common areas will be impacted by the requested side yard setback encroachment. Based on the sight lines from adjoining properties, the requested variance, if approved, is unlikely to be a detriment to the area. Staff has found there's no extraordinary or exceptional conditions pertaining to this piece of property related to its size or shape or topography. However, the adjacency to the common area minimizes any potential visual impacts for adjoining properties. Staff has also found there is no hardship that's created by the application of the standards of the relevant sections of the zoning ordinance, as the property is already developed with single-family residence. Staff has also found that the adjacent common area gives justification for relief on this particular property. And based on previously stated findings, it is unlikely that a variance in this case would cause substantial detriment or impair the intent of the zoning ordinance. Therefore, staff recommends an approval of the 10-foot, 6-inch side yard setback variance from the 20-foot setback requirement on 8 Huntingwood Retreat. I'd be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Are there any questions? Hearing none, is there anyone here to speak in favor of the variance? If you would identify yourself and be sworn, please.
Good morning, everyone. This is Gerald Cowart. I am representing the petitioner.
Sir, if I can't see you, but if you would raise your right hand, if you would swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Okay, you can get you. The floor is yours.
Well, I think staff's recommendation is enough for us at this point. So, if there are any questions for me, I'm ready.
Does the board have any questions? Okay, hearing none. Is there anyone online, or have we received any notification of anyone opposing the variance?
Staff hasn't received any opposition to this.
And is there anyone online? No. Okay. Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve the variance?
Motion to approve.
Okay, Mr. Natricka, is there a second?
I'll second that.
Ms. Hitch, is there any discussion? Mr. Natricka?
Aye.
Mrs. Hitch?
Aye.
Mrs. Ross?
Aye.
Mrs. Stone?
Aye.
Mr. Vineyard, aye. Okay, moving right along. Number 7, 31 Bluff Drive.
Thank you, Mr. Vineyard. Just give me a second to open up all these attachments. Okay, up next is a variance request for 31 Bluff Drive. The petitioner is requesting a 3-foot, 10-inch variance from the 5-foot required side yard setback for the construction of a new master suite above a first floor workshop that would be in addition to an existing residence. It's important to note that the property is a conforming lot along Bluff Drive that has a single residence with a garage and accessory structure. The property abuts Bluff Drive and then further extends towards Skidaway River. The proposed encroachment involves the construction of a new workshop and master suite on the north side of the property. Here is an aerial view of the property. It further extends out to the river, but the majority of all the structures are to the west of Bluff Drive. Here you can see the existing residence, accessory structure, and garage as well. The required side yard setback is 5 feet, and the petitioner's request is to extend the proposed garage and master suite a maximum of 3 foot, 10 inches beyond the required setback line, leaving only 14 inches between the structure and the property line. Let me pull up the site plan for you to see that. So here's the existing residence with the front porch, and here is the proposed addition. And you can see that on the northern property line, that's where the encroachment, they're requesting the variance. The proposed construction would also encroach the setbacks for a total distance of 42 feet, 10 inches, which is quite a length along this northern property line. In review of the site and the proposed encroachment, it appears that the neighboring property would be impacted by the requested side yard setback encroachment. Based on sight lines from adjoining properties, the requested variance, if approved, is likely to be a detriment to the area. Staff has found that there are no extraordinary or exceptional conditions pertaining to this piece of property related to its size, shape, or topography. Sufficient area on the lot does exist to accommodate multiple designs without requesting a variance. It's also just important to show you street view, just to give you context of the cottages here and how close they are together. This is the southern side of the property where there is an access easement and drive going behind the property. Where they're requesting the encroachment is on this side of the property where there is no drive aisle. So it's just the next neighboring property that is close by. No hardship is created. Staff has found that no hardship is created by the application of the standards of the relevant sections of the zoning ordinance. The property is already developed with a single family residence, garage, and accessory structure. There's no conditions that are peculiar on this particular property as well. And based on previously stated findings, it is likely that a variance in this case would cause substantial detriment or impair the intent of the zoning ordinance. It's also important to note that staff has received letters of opposition from the surrounding property owners. For that reason, staff recommends denial of the 3-foot 10-inch side yard setback variance from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement for 31 Bluff Drive. Be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Are there any questions?
I would like to note that this area is in a national historic designation. The county never was approved to implement the historic recommendations. And I think that should be in the report.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions? Hearing none. Is there anyone here to speak in favor of the variance? Would you please identify yourself and be sworn?
I am. My name is Fred Lawson.
Yes, sir. Would you be sworn, please? Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay. Your floor is yours.
Great. I'd just like to point out the existing carport on the rear of the home is already encroaching, and we do not seek to encroach any more than it already is encroaching. And we'd also like to have this new addition in keeping with the line of the existing house. So, you know, we wouldn't encroach more than the existing house is encroaching. And I'd like to, you know, like accept any questions you guys have.
Okay. Are there any other questions? Are there any questions for the petitioner?
Is the carport structure original to the house?
I'm not 100%. I doubt it's original to the house of when the house was first constructed.
That would be my guess as well.
Yeah.
I have a question. This is Mrs. Hitch. Is the elevation of this addition going to be seen from the road?
Let's see here.
In other words, higher than their existing roof line.
Yes, the proposed ridge will be higher than the existing ridge. And you can see that on the sheet number 4, proposed right side elevation.
Yes, I see that.
Are there any other questions for the petitioner? Hearing none, is there anyone else to speak in favor of the variance? Okay. If not, is there anyone here to speak? Oh, excuse me. Mr. Barbie, are you here to speak in favor of the variance?
I am. Are you there?
Yes. If you would be sworn, please. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
And identify yourself, please.
Alexander W. Barbie. Sorry, I got a little feedback. Good morning to all. When the house was originally built, you know, they all were very, very close together. My great-grandfather, when he built these in 1895. Of course, there was no variances included in any of the building. The structure that is existing, which is the carport, is the same distance from the property line as we're asking to do now. With only 1,200 square feet, you can imagine how tight it is in there. And the inclusion of the master suite above a workshop or garage area would certainly be beneficial for us.
Are you, Mr. Barbie, are you, do you live there?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay, good. Okay. Okay, are there any other, are there any questions for Mr. Barbie? Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Barbie, can staff make a comment?
Yes.
Briefly. Staff would like to note that the size of the proposed addition, while at the same setback as what's currently existing, is much longer than what is currently present, being that it runs a length of 42 feet. Thank you.
Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to granting the variance? I understand there are two people online. Ms. Adler?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Would you identify yourself, please?
Yes, good morning. I'm Sue Adler. I'm the CEO and president of Historic Savannah Foundation.
And Ms. Adler, can I swear you in, please, if you would raise your right hand? Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you. The floor is yours.
Thank you so much. I want to speak in support of staff's recommendation. For several reasons. First of all, very important, I think, we think at HSF, to maintain the cultural heritage of the Isle of Hope, to preserve this historic district. And also the beautiful symmetry of the cottages would be disturbed if this went through. So we have to look at all of that for the sake of preservation. Thank you so much.
Are there any questions for Mrs. Adler? I hear none from the board. Is there anyone else in opposition? Mr. Yellen?
Hi there, can everybody hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Mr. Yellen, if you would identify yourself, please.
I think for the record, my name is Josh Yellen, and I'm here today representing the adjacent property owner, Mrs. Rosemary McGee, who I believe is also on the line along with Ms. Elaine Seabolt. Who both have comments to this petition as well. I do want to clarify. That's
Matt,
our
sir, sir, let me swear you in first. Okay. Oh, you're a member of the bar?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Well, I won't swear you in then. Okay. So am I.
Just two points of clarification. One, as a member of the bar, I do believe that this board received letters in opposition. Just want to make sure that they are added to the record of this proceeding. So that we can have a complete report as a quasi-judicial body. And then to continue, we want to thank ZBA staff for their recommendation of denial for this application. We are in complete agreement that the adjacent property owner does not face a hardship, that there's nothing peculiar about the property, and that the variance request is out of keeping with Bluff Trot. As these historical properties, along with Isle of Hope in general. I do want to note that while the carport is there, it is currently not a habitable structure. And so when we talk about the variance request and the spacing between the two buildings, while there is, you know, obviously an encroachment and the properties were built in very close proximity to one another, they were built in close proximity in 1895 with the current scale, as you can see on the image on the screen. The buildings are approximately 1,400 square feet in size. This proposed addition itself, based on my calculations, is about 2,300 square feet as the add-on. So it would totally eclipse and cannibalize the historic context of the neighborhood. And so, therefore, we do not believe that the variance request is in keeping with this property, and it would cause significant hardship and significant detriment to the adjacent property owner, Ms. McGee, as she would be faced with a 42-foot long blank wall against her property, 14 inches away from her property line, which we do not feel is in keeping with the Chatham County zoning ordinance. And I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have, but we do respectfully request that you deny this variance request as has been recommended by ZBA staff.
Thank you, sir. Are there any questions for Mr. Yellen? Hearing none, Mr. Yellen, does your client wish to speak likewise?
I'm not in the room with Mrs. McGee. I believe that she called in, and Mrs. Okay. Seabolt as well. I'm not sure if their hands are raised in the meeting seminar format.
Ms. McGee, do you wish to speak?
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can. Would you, you I need to swear in. Would you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay, Ms. McGee, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Good morning. My name is Rosemary McGee, and I am the property owner of the cottage at 29 Bluff Drive. I was surprised to learn of this proposed variance from a notification in the mail. I oppose it and request that the owner and architect seek other means to accomplish their goals while respecting my property and keeping in mind the historic nature of the cottages and their environs on Bluff Drive at Isle of Hope. As already noted, the four cottages at Isle of Hope were built in the late 19th century by my great-grandfather, Alexander Marcus Barbie. Since that time, some have stayed continuously within the family. They display historically significant architecture recognized by the Isle of Hope Historical Association, Historic Savannah Foundation, and featured as part of the 275th anniversary in 2011. The four cottages together are very distinctive and significant. All in the same row, they create a unique grouping. Any added structures need to be respectful of the rhythm of the entire natural and built landscape. The cottages exist in symbiotic relationship with one another. While built in close proximity, the deep back outdoor areas allow for sunlight, privacy, air circulation, and natural terrain. The existing structure, the carport is open air, and also significantly lower and smaller than the proposed structure. The cottage at 29 Bluff Drive, that is my cottage, respectful of all these geographic and aesthetic purposes, has even maintained the original dog trot floor plan in keeping with the original concept and design. When there have been discussions with architects about potential updates to the cottage, we've always sought to honor that heritage and its distinctive surroundings and that of our neighbors. Here are my specific concerns about the variance request. The proposed structure is completely out of context from anything that exists on or near these properties. The design of the structure has an almost solid, uninterrupted wall, 45 feet long by almost 20 feet high, approaching my property line. It would replace a quiet outdoors with a relentless hovering wall of painted horizontal wood boards with no intermediate trim or much change of materials for visual relief. The proximity, height, and roofline orientation of the proposed structure will greatly diminish the sense of privacy and daylight that now exists. It directly overlooks and nearly impinges on my property. In fact, the visual access from one backyard to the other of the four cottages in the original concept would be irreparably broken, not to mention tree lines and breeze passage. It is unnecessarily close and extremely large. It will significantly decrease the lived experience of my property, its value, and that of nearby houses. Thus, I oppose this variance and request that the owner and architect seek other means to accomplish their goals while respecting the historical context and property.
Thank you very much, Ms. McGee. Are there any questions from the board for Mrs. McGee? Hearing none, is there anyone else to speak in opposition of the variance? Ms. Seabolt, are you online?
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can. Would you please identify yourself, please, and be sworn?
Yes, I'm Elaine Seabolt.
Now, ma'am, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Of course, yes, I do.
Okay, thank you.
I'm basically here just to speak on the real estate perspective because I am a real estate professional. If this is allowed to happen, in my professional opinion, it will have a detrimental effect on the property values of the neighboring properties. Something so large attached to these cottages takes away the value. I know people think, you know, like to think that more square footage means more value. Actually, it does not necessarily, especially in these type of situations. It will decrease the value of the property at specifically at 29 Bluff Drive and 31 Bluff Drive. And I have spoken to several of the other neighbors, and no one wants this to take place. They agree that it just is overbuilt for the property itself. They also have a respect for Mr. Barbee, as I do, because of his, you know, his family history there. But it still is detrimental to the values of their property, and they just do not want this to take place. And as I said, you know, on the immediate area, it is just going to devalue the properties that are adjacent to it. And that's all I have to say.
Thank you, Ms. Sebald. Are there any questions for her? I understand that Mr. Barbee has raised his hand again. And Mr. Barbee, to be perfectly fair here, is there anything else you want to say before the board votes on this matter? Mr. Barbee?
Mr. Barbee, if you could unmute yourself.
If not, okay.
Mr. Barbee, can you please unmute yourself? Mr. Barbee, we're still showing that you're muted.
Well, hearing no response, I think the board is ready to vote. Are there any motions or any other questions?
I move that we accept staff's recommendation and deny the variance.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Okay. Is there any other discussion? Mrs. Hitch?
Aye.
Mrs. Ross?
Aye.
Mr. Natricka? Mrs. Stone?
Aye.
Mr. Vineyard? Aye. The variance is denied. There appears to be only one item of business left before the board this morning. I want to thank everyone for their attention, and this has been a learning experience for me, but are there any motions?
I move that we accept the nomination on the floor, selecting Mr. Vineyard as our vice chairman.
Ms. Ross, I'll let you lead the meeting.
Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, I will poll. Mrs. Stone?
Aye.
Mrs. Hitch?
Aye.
Mr. Natricka?
Aye.
Mrs. Ross, aye. The motion carries.
Well, I want to thank you for your confidence. I'll do better next time, Mrs. Hitch. I'm afraid this thing fogs up my glasses and I can't read without them. So thank you all so much for going through a rather lengthy agenda with good questions and answers and great motions. Thank you so much. The meeting is adjourned.